Blog Talk Radio.
And good morning. We are here live on Blog Talk Radio. I'd like to welcome you all. My name is April Vidal, and you are tuned in to the show, The Bucket List. It is Friday morning, October 18th, 9 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. And if you enjoy the show and you're interested in calling in to either any of my guests or myself, and talking about some of those dreams and goals and achievements you'd like to accomplish, the number here is 347-677-0699. Again, the show is called The Bucket List. If you'd like to reach me to either give me an idea, you know, shoot me an email or go ahead and send me something on Facebook, my email address is April_Vidal, V-I-D-A-L, like the hair shampoo, at ca.rr.com. You can also reach me on two Facebooks. I have a business Facebook, which is called Miss April's Dance. You'll look for a pink and black logo. You can also reach me on my private Facebook or personal Facebook, which is April J. Vidal. And please contact me if you'd like to be a guest. It's a lot of fun, and listeners are looking to find out what's on your bucket list, and perhaps they have the same idea as you, and if you can, you know, help us out and be informative and, you know, let us know some websites or places to visit or, you know, perhaps phone numbers. Just let us know your adventures in life. We'd love to hear about it. Last week's show, just to do a quick little recap, was we had Quentin Roberts on, and Quentin had some health issues that a doctor had pointed out to him, and he needed to make some drastic changes in his life. So he started off, you know, very slow, and then built himself up after doing some martial arts classes. He went ahead and did a 5K run, and then he continued on to a 10K run, and then his bucket list started changing and growing. And then he actually competed in a half marathon. And now Quentin is working on training for the Ironman. So here's a gentleman that started off with, you know, the bucket list was, as he told us last week, drinking a couple beers, chilling and relaxing on the weekends, and going to a couple of karate classes to, you know, really diving into to things that he was starting to learn about and enjoy. And really start applying to his life. And so, Quentin, if you're listening, we're wishing you much success in your training, and please call us and let us know how you do after November 17th in that Ironman in Arizona. I would also like to kind of just talk about, you know, bucket lists in general. Many of us, you know, we're just average people. We go to work 9 to 5. You know, or perhaps you work evenings or graveyard shifts or whatever your schedule may be for working, and you're doing the same thing. You know, you're going to work, you do your grocery shopping, you eat your 3 meals a day, maybe you have a few meetings or so forth with people, or maybe you go to school full-time and have a part-time job. But the routine that we all get in becomes just that. It's just a routine. We wake up in the morning, we do our routine, we say goodnight, we go to bed, and we do the same darn thing every day. And it becomes monotonous. It's just, you know, we need to add a little spice to our life, and that's where a bucket list can become very handy. You know, maybe you talk about things that you'd like to do, but you haven't really written them down. I suggest you maybe try it. It's a lot easier, I find, to write things down and then mark them off as you go. You don't have to start big. You don't have to go jumping off cliffs first thing. But you know, it could be something as simple as maybe there's a movie you've always wanted to see. It's not playing in your theater anymore, so you search to find out how you can, you know, watch it, whether it be Netflix or purchasing it or whatnot. Or maybe you're, you know, into adventure or, you know, doing some of those life threatening things, if you will. And maybe you want to go for a hot air balloon ride, or, you know, maybe it's something in the way of dining. There's something you haven't eaten before and you'd like to try it. I know many of us talk about travel. My personal, on my bucket list, is visiting Italy. My husband and I have been kind of tossing the idea around, and, of course, with many of us, finances can be the issue. So on our bucket list, we're trying to save for that. I have four kids, and we got a couple in college, and, you know, it could be farther away than closer to reality for us, but we don't care. It's on our list. So, again, show is called The Bucket List. We have the number to call in again is 347-677-0699. At this time, I'm going to talk very briefly here and let him kind of introduce himself, but I'm going to go ahead and let a special guest join us today, and his name is Mark Bialas, and Mark has some really interesting things, you know, that he's done and is presently doing and is working towards the future. So I'm going to go ahead and invite him on, and if any of you, again, want to call him, the number here is 347-677-0699 on Blog Talk Radio. Mark, are you there?
Hello, April, and thank you for having me on your show today. Did you really think I was going to come in like that all bland? Heck no, I've been looking forward to this. Congratulations on your new show. It's awesome.
Oh, thanks, Mark. Oh, my God, you scared me there for a minute, buddy. I was like, what is he doing?
No, hey, let me just start by saying, to you, you take really good care of your guests. You treat your guests really good. That fruit basket, thank you so much for that. I got it yesterday. I just want to thank you for that. Wait, you didn't send me a fruit basket? Hold on a second.
Mark, honey, take
that fruit basket back to the next door neighbors. It doesn't belong to us. Okay, sorry about that, April.
You know what? Now I feel obligated. I have to send you a fruit basket.
Some people say that I am a fruit basket, so don't worry about it. I got you covered on that one.
And you know what? That's why you're on my show. That's who we have here. But let me tell the guests a little bit about you're in my relationship. Mark and I actually have been friends since high school. High school. I actually moved into Mark's neighborhood and Mark's ghetto, Mark's land. The summer after my eighth grade, we moved, and I met Mark. He was the first person I met when I moved, and we have been best buddies ever since. You know, we call each other when we have kids, and we've called each other for our marriage. He was at my wedding. Mark and I, we're buddies, and I'm just so thrilled to have him on the show. And Mark, why don't you do us a favor, if you would, for our listeners, and just kind of let them know, you know, what your daily routine is, perhaps before your new job that you just started. Take us back to what you were doing.
Sure. You know, as a matter of fact, let me just start by saying thank you for calling it Mark's neighborhood, because I did own that neighborhood.
I know you did.
No, but basically what I did was I worked for Xerox for 18 years, and that was, you know, going nowhere. I was tapped out of what I could do. Couldn't go any higher. So what I did was, they were offering an early retirement package, though. So after 18 years, I looked at what my boss, what I was making. I was like, I wasn't making any money, couldn't make any more money. So I decided to take the early retirement package and started a business myself repairing patio heaters, which are the tall, 7-foot tall heaters that you see in restaurants. Are you familiar with those?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so
I eat a lot, so I know what those are.
Yeah. Well, I started selling parts all over the United States and Canada and stuff like that, and then going out and repairing them. So it's kind of neat, though, because I've been to Kelsey Grammer's house, Madonna's house, Lionel Richie. One of the best guys I ever met was Eugene Levy. I actually went into his backyard and sat there and talked to him for 3 hours while I repaired his heater. Yeah, and
what kind of guy is he?
I'm glad you asked that. Yeah, I'm glad you asked that, because have you ever seen a star on TV and you think, You know, I hope that he's like that in person, because that would be great. Have you ever met somebody like that?
Yes.
It's like,
absolutely.
He is the person you see on TV. He was the nicest person. You know, I mean, we talked about his scenery from his backyard. We talked about the hawks that were flying overhead. Talked about his family. He asked me about my family. He was really interested in my family, even though as soon as I walk out the door and never see him, you know, he was just wonderful man, wonderful man.
Right. Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So, go ahead.
I was just going to say, so after that, what happened is that, you know, we kind of, some of the bigger outlets came out with a $99 heater. So rather than repairing them or buying parts, people just started buying the new heater. So that, I mean, within 2 years, it put me out of business. I was out of business. So, but I had started a new career in law enforcement, you know, so I put in an application to be a correctional officer, prison guard, basically. And I got called up just when my business was going under. I got called into the academy. I finally got everything done. And so I went through 16 weeks, 4 months of the Department of Corrections Academy and made it through that. And I'm currently, you know, working as a prison guard, as a correction officer. And it's awesome. I look forward to every day.
Congratulations. Well, and you know what? That's a good way to live your life every day. Can I ask you, even though I know, I want our listeners to know, how old are you, Mark?
You had to ask, didn't you? I started my whole new career at 50 years old. I turned 50 years old in the academy.
You know what? That is fabulous. And that's why I think it's important to let people know when my guests, you know, are on the show, where are you in your life? Because I think that's very important. A lot of people, I think, at 50, which I just turned 50 as well, 50 is the year that I think, you know, 35 didn't bother me, 40 didn't bother me, 45 I thought was kind of exciting and fun because my kids were starting to leave my house. No, I love them.
yeah.
50, you know, 50 is kind of where the house might start to get quiet. Things change a lot. You start getting funky crap in the mail and on your email, you know, about all kinds of things. You're like, oh, you're 50. You're going down. Like, thanks a lot. But for you, you're moving up, and that's exciting and great to hear. Now, you mentioned you did a 16-week training. Now, you do have a family. Tell us a little bit about them, if you'd like.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that, because here you are. You're talking about your house getting quieter and the kids moving out. Well, I basically started over. I remarried about 14 years ago. I got a 14-year-old daughter. Don't do the math, guys. And I've got a 12-year-old son. you know, here I'm still with the kids in the house. And I think that's what keeps me young and actually got me through the academy, because I've had to kind of stay in a little bit of shape, you know, kind of, but which is another story I'd like to tell later on about why I got back into shape. But,
sure.
You know, it kept us, you know, I mean, the kids keep me, you know, they keep me young. So, I'm starting to look 50, but I don't feel 50. I really don't.
I don't think you look 50, Mark. I think you look doggone good. Chris,
you've always been one of my favorite. You know, you've always been my girl, April. So it's like, thank you for that compliment.
Thank you. Hey, that's how we help each other. You tell me I look good, I tell you you look good.
That's Briar Street people, right?
Well, you know, I either have to ask you how I look, my husband, my kids, or my animals, and, you know, it's good. Everybody tell me I look good. I'm feeling good. So
yeah, you look great.
Thank you. So you had to leave them. Now, was that 16 weeks straight, or were you able to go back and forth and see them, or how did that all work?
Well, the academy is actually in Galt, California, which is just below Sacramento. So it was about a six-hour drive. So what I would do is I would drive home with there was three other cadets that lived in this area in the Inland Empire. So we would split the gas four ways, and we'd come home. I would come home every other weekend. So it was a $30 round trip for me. But the thing is, we'd leave there, we'd get out of class about 6, so we can get home to about 11, and then we'd have to leave on Sunday at about 10 a.m. to get back, in case there's traffic or stuff, to get back. So, I mean, it was a one full day with the family, and then, you know, a couple hours in the morning to have breakfast on Sunday, and then back on the road. So it was, you know, it definitely took its toll on the family, but, I mean, it's like, I love my wife, she adores me, and it's like, and then my kids were very supportive. So, you know, it's just,
that's awesome.
it, It all goes back to the family. You know, I mean, the family supported me, and it's something that I did that I'm doing, you know, to better the family, better myself. So it's all good.
Well, listen, we have a caller, Mark. Hold on. Let's see who we have. Yeah, let's see who it is. Hold on.
Okay.
Let's see here. We have a caller. Caller, area code 503. Can you let us know who you are and where you're from?
Let's see if you can recognize my voice. I used to be a Panero, and now I am a Lang.
Oh, my God.
It's me. It's Suzanne.
Good morning, Suzanne. Oh,
good morning.
Goodness. Oh, for goodness.
Calling from Portland, Oregon.
Awesome. Well, welcome to the show, The Bucket List. We're so happy to have you.
Yes. Oh, my hi, Mark. Hi, April.
Hold on.
Suzanne.
Hello.
Suzanne, this is for you. Listen, babe.
Woo-hoo!
April's got a fan.
Oh, my gosh. You guys
Suzanne, can you maybe you can share with Mark and I and our listeners, callers again, the number is 347-677-0699. Suzanne, do you have any exciting things, on your bucket list that you'd like to share with us?
I do, actually. Well, I had one probably at the top of my list that I was able to mark off, and that was to be on TV, you know, like, well, I would have liked to have had, like a nice acting, you know, like action part, but I was an extra, but I'll take that.
They filmed
the TV show Leverage up here in Portland, and I signed up and went, and now you can see me on reruns in the background.
That's great. That's exciting. And do you have any other bucket list things that you've got coming up on your list, like any short-term goals, something coming close?
Well, I'm going to take up oil painting again because my last one just left for college, so I am finding some time on my hands, and I used to oil paint when they were tiny, and then I just didn't have the time to do it, and now I want to start up again. So I would like to do that.
We wish you luck on that. Do you have a question for our guest, Mark?
Yes. Hi, Mark.
Hey, April, let me tell you a quick story about me and Suzanne. It's so funny because we were, I think I was, you may be a friend. When did you start dating Jim? What year in high school?
Close to sophomore, but between freshman and sophomore.
Do you remember the Christmas dance? Tell me you remember the Christmas dance.
No.
It was the dance-a-thon.
The dance-a-thon in the library.
We had a thing. April, you had to be there. You're a cheerleader. But they had a thing. So Suzanne had asked me. Suzanne and Jim had broken up, and then me and Wendy had broken up. So Suzanne asked me to go to the dance-a-thon with her. And so anyways, in the middle of the dance-a-thon, Suzanne ended up with Jim, and I ended up with Wenda, and so we got back. So her and I would hold our fingers together, and we'd kind of cross them like let's say you're doing a V, and then you cross them like this, and we would tell each other, "We're this close, me and you. We're this close." And every time I see her, I hold my fingers up, and it's what is that? 30 years ago, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of a no hard feelings look. That's what it was.
Yeah, oh, it was awesome. It's awesome. But it was a great day. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, the last time I saw Mark, I did a little ghost hunting adventure with him. So I'm sure you guys will talk about that.
Yeah. And you know what? We wanted to get to that ghost hunting, but you know what, Suzanne? Since you brought it up, Mark, why don't we just roll right into that and go ahead and give our listeners a taste of what you guys experienced, and then what we'll do is, Suzanne, are you with us for the whole show?
I need to leave and get to work right about now.
Okay, well, I tell you what, we appreciate you bringing that up, and we'll let you go, and we appreciate you calling in, and I hope you call in and listen to our show, and if you'd like to be a guest, you can email me.
I will.
But also, we will talk about some ghost hunting here, and hope you enjoy your day, my dear.
Oh, thanks. It was nice talking to both of you.
Hey, Suzanne, I got two fingers in the air right now, rolled over each other, and hey, tell your little sister I said, what's up?
Okay, I will. I'll talk to you guys later. Have a good day.
All right, take care, Suzanne.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so Mark, she brought up ghost hunting. We got to start right into that because this is This is like the coolest. I mean, this is something that you do not hear every day. Many people might be raising their, or listeners might be raising their eyebrow, like, what the heck, ghost hunting? I didn't know you could hunt a ghost. But I think you hunt many ghosts, multiple ghosts.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Kind of tell us, now, was ghost hunting, you know, something that you just said, oh, I want to do this, or how did this whole thing start with you?
Well, it's funny because I'll tell you real quick though with Suzanne and our friend Teresa, we actually the shop that I was in over is called Those Heater Guys in downtown Upland. Well, that shop was actually it's an old place, and I had a couple of guys come in from Darklands Paranormal. I'm asking if they could investigate my shop, and I'm like, it's not haunted. Well, after they brought in all the equipment, we got so much evidence out of my shop. As a matter of fact, the other investigator, Scott Alt, got scratched in his face because he cornered a ghost into the corner, and it lashed out and scratched him, which was – I have the pictures. I have all this. But Suzanne and Teresa Slaughter both wanted to investigate, and they're both into ghost investigations and hunting and stuff like that. So they came to my shop, and we all did an investigation together. And I actually have – I wish I could have – if I'd had more notes, I could have actually played it for you, but – I have Teresa was in our bathroom, our haunted bathroom, and she was getting responses to her questions, and one of them, I believe, even said her name, which kind of freaked her out. It was really neat.
Wow.
But the way I got into it was I'd always been interested, like everybody is. Everybody watches the ghost shows. They watch Ghost Adventures, Ghost Hunters, but nobody will admit, I'm into that. I believe in it. I don't believe in it. But I think Everybody likes to be scared. They like to be, it's neat to be scared, just, the adrenaline pumped and stuff.
Exactly, right.
Yeah. But the way I got started was that my mom had passed away 4 or 5 years ago. So when they took her out, on the stretch and stuff like that, she passed away that night. So we're looking at her, and her rings were gone. Okay, all of her rings, her jewelry, everything's gone off her body. And so I'm getting a little angry. I mean, I just lost a mom, and here's the things that my sisters would like and, my daughter would like, and they're gone.
Right.
So I called the hospital. I called the ambulance company. Everybody, nobody has any idea what happened to all of her jewelry. So what we're doing is my dad was moving out of that house. So my wife and my wife's aunt kept hearing noises up in my parents' bedroom, and nobody's in the house. So I went upstairs with my phone. And it's one of those two-flash things where it takes one flash and does the other flash to get rid of the red in your eye, whatever it does. But so I took the picture. I was sitting there. I said, hey, Mom, if you're in here, can you please just, I'm going to take a picture. Can you make yourself known? So I take a picture. The first kind of little flash thing goes, and I see a ball of light, like about the size of my fist. It goes from left to right, and boom, it disappears into this dresser of hers. Okay? I see, it's kind of like when you see Tinkerbell hit bounce off, and you see like the things that kind of get went into this dresser. So as it went in the dresser, the picture took. So I have the picture with, it's got like a little vapor trail, and you could see the ball hitting the thing, but it wasn't as vibrant as you think. So about 2 weeks later, we're selling the furniture because my dad didn't need all this big furniture in the bedroom. And we were getting ready to put it on Craigslist, but my wife's cousin decided she wanted to buy it. So her husband comes over, and the thing's empty, the dresser that the ball light bounced into. So we were lifting it to see how many people we need to carry it down, and every time he lifted it, you could hear something rattle in there. And he says, I thought this was empty. I'm like, it is empty. So we're trying to find out where this rattle went. Well, you open up the top drawer, and we're looking at everything. Well, in the top drawer up above it was a secret compartment. So he goes, what is this? He reaches up, pulls down the secret compartment, and there's all of my mother's jewelry. In that compartment where the book, yes. So it's like she was telling us, my jewelry's here, my jewelry's here. And it went flying right into where that compartment was. It was, and so from that point on, I had to know if there was something else out there, what's out there and stuff like that. And so I'm sitting in my shop and these two guys come walking in one day and they said, hey, we want to investigate your shop. And I'm like, talking to them about it. And do you mind if I, and I told them about my experience. And so, They let me sit in on the investigation, and I had got along so good with them, they asked me to be part of their crew, and so I was with their crew for probably 9 months. So I was with their crew for about 9 months, and then the academy thing came around, so I had to kind of bow out of that. but
right.
They're called Darklands Paranormal. Yeah, it's Scott Ault and Marco Santucci, and these are two of the best guys at what they do. Scott does photos and stuff, and he's got some amazing stuff on their website. And then Marco is the EVP guy, and Marco can pull EVPs out of the weirdest places, and they're very legible. I mean, not legible as anything, or you can understand them and stuff like that. He's really, they're both the best at what they do. But they got me into that, so I got really into it.
What is that? What's an EVP? What is that?
That's electronic voice phenomenon. What it is that you can get a, there's a lot of things, I got a lot of stuff to share with you. There's a lot of things that you can't hear. I mean, have you ever seen a dog, like, kind of perk up, and you're like, you know, what's up? And that dog just heard something. Well,
right,
there's
right.
things that you can't hear and you can't see. There's, like, different levels of sound, different levels of, you know, whatever, and of sight, of light and stuff. So what an EVP is you get electronic, a digital recorder, and you put it somewhere, you ask questions, and a lot of times the spirits or, you know, the ghosts will answer. You can't hear, but then when you play it back on your digital recorder, the digital recorder is so sensitive you can actually hear, you can hear you know, the answer, you can hear voices, which is, you know, and then you have, then
Wait.
You have what's called a disembodied, you have what's called a disembodied voice, which is, I have we were at what's called Oddfellows in downtown Upland. And so we had come in there, and Scott goes, you know, Scott's like, Marco, get in here. We ran this other room. We just got there. And the blinds are shaking, going back and forth shaking. So we're like, holy cow, so we got to run in the other room to set our equipment up. Well, I had set my digital recorder up, you know, and set it down. And so we're getting ready, and Scott says, hey, can you make the blinds move like in this room like you did in the other room? From the other room, you hear a distinctive, yes, just like that. And I almost came out of my shoes. And, yeah, I have that on digital recording too. And it's just that was my first, other than my mom's thing, was my first real experience with they're out there. You know, it just blew
right.
me away.
Well,
yeah,
Mark,
but
that is okay, I want to talk more about this because I'm getting chilled here, okay? We have another caller. We have an area
okay.
code. We got area code 619. If you can, let us know who this is.
Hello?
You're on the bucket list. Who am I speaking with?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Yeah, this is Daryl.
Hey, Daryl, everybody, for those of you listening, this happens to be my husband. Hello, husband.
Hi, it's Roel. Hey, Mark,
good
how's
morning.
It going?
Dude, Daryl, my boy, dude, it's going great. How have you been, man?
Great. I didn't get to listen to the whole thing, but I started listening about 5 minutes ago, and it's sending a chill up my spine.
Let me say, though, dude, you know that me and your wife could probably – we could sit here. I think we've had phone conversations that are 2 hours long, and we got to cut this all into 1 hour. And you know that her and I can talk, and it's like sometimes we don't even have a conversation. We just wait for each other to talk, you know?
We're going to stop talking.
Hey, Daryl.
Yeah.
Daryl, do you have a question for Mark? Maybe.
Well, you know, yeah. In fact, there's kind of a 6 degrees of separation because did you hear her guest last week, Mark Quinton?
Yeah, you know, I did. I did catch a little bit of that show.
Well, he works on the Queen Mary, and there's supposed to be a ghost on the Queen Mary.
Oh, there's supposed to be a little girl on the Queen Mary that they've got a lot of recordings of her voice. And yeah, that place is, they see a lot of stuff on the Queen Mary.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Daryl, I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, Mark, I should probably hook you up to Quentin because there's probably
a
lot of information he can share with you, you know, firsthand. He's actually the, I believe his title, I think he's the hotel manager or district manager or something. Thank you.
Great.
Yeah, thanks, Daryl, for bringing that up. I forgot about that.
All right. See you guys later.
Hey, thanks, Daryl. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay,
thanks
bye.
Thanks for calling, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that was a nice surprise.
That was an awesome surprise. That was awesome. It's like, man.
Yeah, I had no idea that guy was calling in. should I share a little trivia with our listeners about him? I don't know. What do you think?
Well, let me just say, I on my bucket list was that I always wanted to meet the guy that invented the crane in the Karate Kid. So why don't you take it from there? And why don't you take it from there?
Well, first of all, I'm sure if Daryl's still listening, he is extremely flattered that you would, you know, want to meet him, even though you knew him and you didn't know at first that he was the guy. My husband, Daryl, was the developer of the crane technique, which is, according to him, not something that you're taught in karate. He did make it up, and it was on the Karate Kid. He was the stunt double for Pat Morita, who I know that Daryl, you know, had a friend in him. He was an awesome guy, according to him. I've never met him, but Daryl really enjoyed participating in that movie, and he also played himself in the tournament scene. And on that note, what might interest listeners is I have actually been in contact in the last 2 days with Billy Zabka from The Karate Kid, and I'm hoping we can get him on. He's got some interesting things on his bucket list, so I'm hoping to have him on. But he's in a couple of shows right now on TV, and so he's very busy. So we're going to try to get him within the next month. But just kind of exciting trivia for you, Karate Kid buffs. And if you're listening to our show, I hope you are. The number to call in to speak with our guest, Mark Fialas, is 347-677-0699. And again, if you'd like to maybe be a special guest, you can do what Mark did. Mark actually contacted me on my Facebook, April J. Vidal, or again, my email is april_vidal@ca.rr.com. Mark, what I'd like to do, if you're good with this, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. And then when we come back, I'd like to continue and talk about more of this ghost hunting. I mean, this is just such an awesome subject. I'm so non-educated in this, so it's really cool to hear some of this. And also maybe later you can share some websites with us and information. And also I'd like you to start jotting down maybe so you don't forget. I want to hear about the event that's going on, you know, I think it's this evening. And also, we'd like to hear from you about the correctional officer, you know, the biz, what your job entails. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with you. Okay, Mark?
Sounds good. Hey, April, real quick, it just dawned on me right now. I'm friends with the guy who met Arnold, or, you know, played Arnold on Happy Days. That's another thing on my bucket list.
Oh yay!
he knows Arnold.
Hey, that's pretty cool. Oh my gosh! All right, so listen, we'll get you back in about 3 minutes.
Sounds great, April.
All right, Mark. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today.
The only thing I didn't learn today.
The only thing I didn't learn is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
This is Nnamdi Asamoah. I play football for the Philadelphia Eagles, but what I do off the field with United Way might be more important. I'm a volunteer tutor and mentor. Why? Because over a million kids a year drop out of school, and that's not okay. It takes 12 years to create a graduate, but it takes about the same time to create a dropout. And the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be me, or it could be you. Studies show that if we get to these kids earlier, their chances are better. and kids who read well by third grade are more likely to graduate. So join me in United Way. Suit up and take the pledge. Become a volunteer reader, tutor, or mentor. Because when a child succeeds, we all succeed. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and the National Football League.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And now, on with the show.
Here back live on Blog Talk Radio. We've got our special guest for today, October 18th, Friday, Mark Bialas on Blog Talk Radio. Are you there, Mark?
Yes, I am. My name is Mark Bialas, and I'm bringing the word bitching back.
God, I love you. Oh, my God. Oh, boy. There's always a laugh a minute with Mark, you guys, if you're listening. Number here is 347-677-0699. Mark and I were discussing something on his bucket list that he just keeps going with is ghost hunting. For those of you that would like to get more information, Mark's going to talk more about it now, and also a little bit about his new work. Something he's always been interested in is law enforcement, and he's currently a correction officer. So very, very proud of you and exciting. And, you know, what's really cool that you have a very supportive family. And I think that you're living your legacy and you're enjoying life to the fullest. You know, and you've got to attribute some of that to your family, which is, it's wonderful to hear stories like this. A lot of people try to, you know, follow their dream, but they have a lot of setbacks. And a lot of those setbacks, I think, can be overcome as long as you've got that support behind you. You know, it's hard to overcome things sometimes by yourself, but when you've got a really good, tight support system, you know, you're very blessed, very lucky, and hats off to you for that.
Yeah, I mean, you just hit the nail on the head there. You know, you got a wonderful family. It's the sky's the limit. You know, it's like, you got the love of a wonderful woman. You got the kids that support you and stuff like that. It's like, there's nothing you can't do.
I'm glad to hear that. I've got a lot on my list.
Yeah. getting back to the ghost things, like you were saying, the thing is, I know people. People actually, I mean, there's a lot of people that hear bump in the night, or they don't know if their house is haunted, or, you know, there's different kinds of haunts. There's, you know, there's a residual haunt, which is something that's happened in the past, and when the environment's perfect, it'll bring it out, kind of like a recording. There's what's called intelligent hauntings, where you can actually communicate with a ghost and stuff like that, but a lot of people are you know, they might think they're crazy, thinking their place is haunted, or they don't know where to turn. There's a group that I worked with, they're called Darklands Paranormal. If you just Google Darklands Paranormal, you know, their website will come up, or it's, you know, darklandsparanormal.webs.com. And These guys, everything, a lot of people, if they're going to have their house investigated, you know, well, how much is it going to cost you, whatever. No, it's a free service. It's all done for free. And they do this. They don't do this to get rich or famous or anything like that. They do this just to help people. You know, they just want to help. They want to investigate. Right. You know, they both had their experiences and stuff like that, and so they just, it's all free. They just want to help people. Two great guys, two wonderful guys.
Awesome. Well, you know, yeah. Too, I think when you believe people that feel very strongly about something, the nice thing is that there's not always a fee involved. You know, they believe in what they're doing. They have a passion for what they're doing, and like you say, if they're out to help others, it's a great package deal. You know, that's
yeah.
Awesome. I wonder if any ghosts will visit me tonight after this discussion. You know, I'm kind of getting a little nervous here. I don't know. Look under my covers.
No.
I don't know.
Look at you.
I don't know.
Yeah, I can see Daryl looking in the covers and going, woo. But no, it's funny that you bring that up because a lot of people, okay, they think that if they do an investigation or they do go ghost hunting, I mean, the rumor is that the ghost will follow you home, and that's absolutely true. They can. But you don't have to be doing an investigation for a ghost to latch onto you and follow you home. You could be walking through, you know, someplace and a ghost likes you and they could attach to you. And it's not like you're in there, hey, wait, this guy's doing the best. I'm going to latch on to him. No, I've never had anything follow me home. Scott, actually, if you go on their website, you'll see Scott got an attachment to him one time. And there are ways of getting it, you know, unattached. But the thing is you're, you know, other than, you know, belief or whatever like that, you know, a lot of people use, you know, they'll, you know, God and stuff like that. It's like, it can't happen because of this. And, you know, and that's awesome, but it's, you know, it's happened. And just because you investigate does not mean that you will have a ghost follow you home.
Right. Well, and also too, like when you talk about belief, you know, for those of you that don't believe in this, that's fine. You know, that everybody's got their choice. For those of you that do, the sky's the limit with the investigating and so forth. And I personally believe in it. And that's, you know, like I said, that's just my choice. I lost my brother a few years ago, and I know of any, you know, ghost per se that's come to communicate with me through him or anything like that. But I do have certain signs around me, and I sometimes feel strange, and I've always thought that's him. But again, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's something different. You know, I maybe it is a ghost. I don't know. But I don't know if any of you have ever felt that, like the grab on the back of the shoulder, kind of just a little, it feels like a hand, but there's absolutely nobody there. I've had things like that happen. I've had the, you know, chills going up the spine and actually a rush of cold, very cold. And it's not like a chill like when you're going to get the flu. You know, it's different. I can't explain it, but it's different. And again, I've always thought, what was that? I don't know. Now, do you know anything about, is cold represent anything or?
Well, think about this for a second, okay? Everything, you, me, everything is made up of energy, okay? You've got, in the atoms, you have protons, neutrons. I mean, it's all energy, okay? So we're in a physical thing. We're energy in a physical body. But, you know, think about, you know, a spirit or something like that. They're still energy too. You know, energy. Now, if you ever see the shows, well, you'll see people go in there, they'll have brand new batteries or they'll have their cameras charged up and all of a sudden, whoop, it's gone. Usually what will happen is that the spirits will actually draw off of that energy, which also they can draw off of your body, the energy in your body, and you might feel cold now because they're sucking all the energy out of the area, and that's usually where you feel the coldness and stuff. And and they'll use that to manifest themselves. Or usually right after that you'll hear a voice or you'll get a good picture or something like that, you know. But no, absolutely, April, you do get touched like that. You do feel the feelings. You'll feel the hair on the back of your neck stand up for no reason. And
right.
you'll feel kind of weak sometimes too, like something's drawing something from you.
Exactly. And that's why we're saying it's not like the flu, but there was definitely this very strange feeling. And that's actually only happened to me twice. One time it was like in the middle of the night, I had, you know, gotten up, probably to use a restroom. And, you know, that had happened. And then one time, that's great information live here on Blog Talk Radio. The other time it happened, I was actually in class teaching dance to you know, young little girls. And it was a very strange thing because I almost felt like I was going to, you know, it made my knees weak. And then it was there. And it was gone. Mm-hmm. And it was not. It was very different than a sick, flu-ridden, you know, feeling.
Yeah.
But now, let me ask you something, Mark. With this ghost hunting, do you have anything on your bucket list for the future with this kind of, you know, these adventures you go on?
On my bucket list as far as ghost hunting is to investigate Chaffee High School, which is down, for those who know, it's Ontario, California. It's just right between the 10 and the 60. It's been known to be very, very, very haunted. To my knowledge, nobody's been let in to investigate it yet. And that is definitely on my list to investigate, because apparently it used to be Chaffee College, and they have catacombs or passages, whatever you want to call it, underneath there, that a lot of interesting stuff has happened. But like I said, to this day, I don't believe anybody's been actually let in to do a full-blown investigation.
Do you know, happen to know how old that, I know you said it was a college, but how long has it been there? How old is that facility?
Ooh, that's a great question. It's got to be around 100 years old, I would think. And you know, bringing me back to that whole thing is the Darklands thing. When I was with them, we got okayed by the city of Upland to do an investigation of all of downtown Upland, including the Upland Carnegie Library, the Upland New Library, the old Upland Firehouse, the basement below the old police station. We did Upland Feed and Fuel. We did the Oddfellows. If you go on the website, you'll see all the things that we did. And that was very exciting. A lot of weird stuff happened. That was very exciting.
Huh. Well, okay.
Yeah.
So tell us, what is going on? You mentioned something when I was kind of talking to you about what we talked about on the show today. What is going on? Is something tonight, I think, or is it next week?
No, it's tonight. Right. What happened is that Darklands was actually, we got this okayed, and I had to part from them. But what happened is that is the Upland City Council, basically, when they gave an approval of that, they wanted to have a reveal. Okay, so they did it. It was probably about a month ago, I believe, in the old Carnegie Library. They had it set up for 100 people. You know, they're like, okay, here's a setup for 100 people to come in. They're going to show all the evidence they got, which they got some cool evidence. And have this. Well, when they did it, I want to say, what did they tell me? About 200 people showed up, standing room only, for this event.
Really?
And they weren't expecting that much. Okay. Yeah. So tonight they're having another reveal at the old Grove Theater, which is also haunted, I might add. But that's going to seat about 400 people. So they're doing that tonight, and I believe it's free, and you get a complimentary program too, I believe. But it's from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And that's on, I believe it's like 9th Street, right off of Euclid in downtown Upland, in Old Town Upland.
Okay, this is so cool, Mark. This is amazing. I mean, these are things, like I said, this is not your everyday, and this is what I'm talking about with bucket list. You know, you're not sitting around every day. I mean, this is cool. This is some really cool stuff. And, you know, like I said, when you first started talking about it, the story about your mom, I mean, the neat thing about that is, you know, you'll cherish that for always, because, you know, that's got a very special connection as well. So it's kind of cool to hear that, you know, this isn't necessarily, like you say, everybody likes to get scared. But what I'm also getting from this is a lot of this has nothing to do with being scared. It has to do with possibly, you know, comfort. And you know, just feeling good where you are and so forth. But I also want to talk to you, and thank you again, by the way, for all this information. We appreciate it. I hope that our listeners are, you know, kind of curious about maybe looking into some of this stuff in that website. But also what I want to kind of revert back to now is, in the last couple minutes of our show, is so now you are a correction officer, and I'm sure there's lots of things with law enforcement you're not allowed, you know, to discuss, which we, you know, respect and understand. But what do you do? What is your job entail?
Basically, I'm what's called a correctional officer. I work in the prison, and I'm, you know, I supervise the inmates and just, you know, make sure their program goes as planned, you know. And then, you know, of course, you know, you have your knuckleheads in there, but you've also have your guys that are just doing their time. And, you know, and it's kind of interesting because, you know, you have your brothers, your fathers, your sons, your grandfathers. You have, you know, everybody in there. And so, you know, it's one of these things where, you know, I don't care. My whole philosophy on this, what my job is, give respect and get respect. And that's all there is to it.
Love it.
You know, as far as that goes. Yeah, but Yeah, but it's just one of those things, you know, a lot of people made mistakes. You got your knuckleheads in there, but a lot of people just made mistakes, and, you know, they're paying the price. But, you know, my job is just to supervise, make sure that their program goes. And, you know, they have a program, and they're, you know, they do their thing. You know, they're a lot of them are actually trying to better their lives with education and stuff. But I always wanted to be in law enforcement, you know, from a little kid. But, you know, I applied for Ontario PD, and it was going good. And, you know, I hit a parked car on the freeway drunk, and, you know, and it's like, so that went by the wayside, but that was like, you know, 1983. So you really couldn't do anything until you got to wait until all this is off, you know, thing. And I've grown up a lot. And so, I applied for this, and I really didn't expect it to happen, but I just wanted to see how far I could go. And the more I went along, is I'm like going, wow, I passed this. And then the further along the process I got, and it took 3 years, the whole process, but I got more excited and more serious about it. And then, and it's funny because getting back to the weight, I mean, just part of this though, is right when I applied, our friend, Laura, I was over at Dennis and Laura's one night, and which is good friends of our, April's next door neighbor growing up. And Laura looks at me and she says, "Mark, you feel okay?" And we had been riding dirt bikes all day, and then we were having some beers before we went out to dinner. And I looked at her, and I said, "You know, I don't feel okay." So she goes and gets her blood pressure machine, and my blood pressure was like 190 over 160, something ridiculous. And there was a firefighter there, and he says, "You need to go to the hospital now. You're on the verge of having a stroke." And I'm like, "Nah, you know, I'll cut out the beer." Yeah, I said, "I'll cut out the beer. I'll switch to wine for the night, you know." Anyways, that's just me, though. But anyways, I woke up the next morning, and I thought, I got to do something. So I stepped on the scale. I was 215 pounds, 5'8", 215 pounds. And I knew that I had to do some type of life change, because otherwise I was going to end up being diabetic, which runs in my family. High blood pressure runs in my family. And so from that point on, I cut back the beer. I started exercising. I watched what I eat. And I ended up, I'm hanging around 175. So I dropped like 40 pounds. Yeah. So wait, give me that fanfare. Give me the fanfare. Give me the applause like you did Suzanne.
Oh, uh-oh.
Come on.
Hold on. You want that applause, do you?
Right now. All right, there we go. So basically, you know, it's
applause. Whose show is this?
Oh, I know. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. You knew that was gonna happen, but the funny thing is,
I wanted to make a comment real quick. I apologize for the interruption, but I've got to say something.
No.
Something, since you started talking about your job, I am so impressed. For you listeners, I've known Mark since summer during eighth grade, and we're both 50 now. But I have to say, I cannot believe you are working in a place with all men.
You would think I'd be in a women's prison. Oh,
yeah,
that's so funny you say that.
I'm sure Christy's thrilled about that, but I'm just saying, you know, and I'm sure Christy's listening going, "Oh, April, you hit the nail on the head, girlfriend."
Oh, my God. Hilarious.
And then I'm going to be wrapping up here soon, but I'd like to ask you a couple of just the first thing that comes to your head on the note of the bucket list. I do this to every guest. I'm going to ask you, in bucket list, one word, somewhere you would want to travel.
Oh, you know, I went to England, so that's not on my – I went and spent 2 weeks in England. That was awesome. But I would – oh, God, let me see. If you had – how about Temecula, California? No, I'm just kidding. No, that is a great question, though, because – wow, let me – you took me by surprise on that one. Let me think.
You know what? That's way more than one word, Mark.
Okay, Italy.
Okay, Italy, perfect. And if you listen to the beginning of my show, that's also on my bucket list. So we can go together.
I heard that. Let's go party, girlfriend.
Okay, here's the next one. Sports, whether it be something you achieve or something you want a team to achieve.
Okay. God, can I tell a story real quick?
Really quick.
I'll make it quick. I always wanted to ride in a helicopter. Okay, that was on my bucket list. I wanted to ride in a helicopter. Now, I did ride in a helicopter. Unfortunately, I was unconscious when I rode in the helicopter, and so I can scratch it off my bucket list, but next time I want to be conscious when I ride in a helicopter.
Okay, but wait, really quick, you need to define why were you unconscious? You didn't drink too much beer. Why were you unconscious?
No. I decided that I could be Evel Knievel and tried to do this little double jump, and I came up short and broke 5 ribs and tore my lung and, yeah, jacked myself up. It was bad. So I ended up getting helicoptered out of the desert over to Loma Linda for a while. But, yeah, that was a party.
Okay. Well, and we're glad you're okay because you wouldn't have been able to be on my show. So we're happy about that.
Thank you very much.
And last question, food. Is there something, what kind of food have you not tried that maybe you should try? Do you have any kind of food
Indian food. I have never tried Indian food, and I've always thought about it. I never have. Indian.
Okay, so here's your challenge. I'd like you to try Indian food, and then I want you to call into my show sometime and let me know how you liked it.
I will do that for you.
Okay, and when you come back from Italy with lots of souvenirs, you know my address.
We, April, we.
Yes. There you go. We. That's awesome. Everybody, come to Italy with us. We love it.
All right, hey, April, if I could, if I could real quick,
go
I'd just
ahead,
like to let everybody, anybody interested in being a CEO, they can apply online. It's join, joincdcr.ca.gov, and you actually apply online, and then they call you in for testing and get the process rolling. It's a great job, great new career. I'm glad I did it.
Awesome, Mark. I'm very proud of you, and I'm sure your family is also. And, you know, I just want to share with also our listeners that, you know, I have seen pictures of you, you know, knowing you so long, I've seen pictures of you, you know, at your highest weight, and I see current pictures of you now, and you look fabulous, you're doing fabulous, you've got, you know, your bucket list achievements with law enforcement, you're now living out that, you know, that dream, and you're keeping active with this ghost hunting, which is just so, you know, such a cool and different thing, and I appreciate you being on our show and sharing all this great information, and I hope that you'll call in when we have other guests. And we'd love to have you back. Would you come back?
Absolutely, April, in a heartbeat.
Okay, you'll jump in my bucket?
I will jump into your bucket 3 times if you
All
need
right.
me to.
All right. Well, Mark, you have a beautiful day. Again, folks, you were listening to our guest, Mark Vialis. And, Mark, thank you, and have a great day.
Right, my best to you and your family, okay?
Thank you, Mark. Talk to you soon.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.
And that was Mark Vialis, and what a cool guy. You know, he's always been awesome, and, you know, it's evident he's very comfortable on the radio, and we honestly could probably have a, you know, a full day show. Him and I can just sit and talk and talk and talk. So, you know, I think one day I might consider having Mark maybe be a co-host with me if he'd like to do that. So, Mark, if you're listening, start thinking about that. Maybe you'd like to join me one day and have some fun. Also, listeners, I'd like to leave you with a quote. I'm going to try to have a nice quote for everybody each week. The question isn't who's going to let me, rather who is going to stop me. So I'm going to leave you with that, and I hope that everybody has an absolutely wonderful day, and we will catch back with you here on Blog Talk Radio next Friday at 9 a.m. And a big shout-out to the SACA Network for inviting me to have my own show and helping me along. And this is show number 2. And thanks again, and everybody have a blessed day.